Straya, how are you going?
How you going?
Are you right? I hope so. It is Wednesday, hump day, March 20 all day. This is NBA Australia and I am your host, James Clements. You can see me on the AFL Today Show, the official AFL Supercoach podcast, and a bunch of other stuff like Fox Sports Lab NBA. That's a good one too. I'm here in the Cobet Studios, aka the James Clements Excellence in Podcasting Memorial Studio, for a big day for the Aussies for a couple of reasons. A, we had the Rooster go bang. B, we had Dante go bang. And C, the Boomers got screwed. We'll talk about that later. And we also had some really good games. So we'll wrap those up in the game wraps. We've got That's Not a Knife, Old Mate No Mate, Spot of the Night, Better Than Lonzo Ball. We've got Yeah Nahs. We've got the Unpopular Opinion of the Day. We've got Outback Takehouse, where we're serving up a flame grilled take. And the good thing is we're actually going to be on YouTube today after your mate Jim screwed up yesterday and didn't press record properly. Good job, Jim. Yeah, I'm an idiot. We all get that. We'll pick and preview tomorrow's games as well. There's an 8-game slate, which will be pretty chockers. So that'll be a nice way to pick and preview, you know, your Thursday. Because I think we did okay today. I'm just saying. We'll get to that in a second. So without further ado, let's get into it. Episode 1057 of NBA Australia. Let's go!
This is Joe Ingles, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack!
Oh, you better. Oh, we better watch out for the attack of, I don't know, the memes. If you're John Collins, or if you're Austin Reeves. The best one that I saw for Austin Reeves is probably the one where it just had like the imprint of Jalen Johnson's schlong across his forehead. So, yeah, pretty good. Not bad, not bad. I enjoyed that yesterday. It was a lot of shit talk. Let's start today's show the way we start every show here at NBA Australia, though, with the daily. Whoosh. That's right, 2 days in a row, he's getting the whip crack sound back, Gerald. He's loving it. Woo! Don't mind this, actually. Being able to talk properly seems like it's vaguely important for a bloke who does what I do. Anyway, you should also watch out for the Shaq attack, or at least the got dogged by FIBA and the Olympics again attack if you're the Boomers. Now, the Boomers draw for the Paris, the Gay Paris Olympics. Many have called it the group of death. Many being me. I'm just like, oh, people are like, oh, it doesn't. Like, all the groups are hard, man. I'm like, they're not as hard as this one. This one's fucking brutal, mate. You kidding? We've got Canada in a battle of the Commonwealth. Now, the good thing is Canada tend to bottle it at big tournaments, but they are going to have their most loaded roster ever. Probably. But the toughest part for me is that, like, we have two other teams that are going to qualify into our group still. So it's the one that's in Spain, which involves, amazingly enough, Spain, but also Lebanon, Angola, Finland, Poland, and the Bahamas. And then the other one is the qualifying spot in Greece, which again is Greece, Slovenia, that mate Luca, New Zealand, or Brew. It'd be really nice to play you guys in the Olympics, eh, bro? Croatia, Egypt, and the Dominican Republic. So, where does this leave us? Hoping for absolute hell that the Bahamas and Egypt get through. Like, that's where we're at, Gerald. It's like, screw it. Most likely to be like a combination of probably Spain, Greece, or Slovenia, which sucks because that is, you know, Spain, Luka, or Giannis. Still, Bahamas and Egypt would be pretty good. You know, just saying. See, Group B's are also pretty hard. You got France, Gay Francais, and Germany, the World Cup champions, Japan, who are always feisty, and then you got Latvia and their qualifying group. And then Group C, the USA, as per usual, get a fucking cakewalk. Serbia, which could have Nikola Jokic, hello. South Sudan, sure. The Puerto Rico qualifiers, which is like, yeah, it's not a terrifying group, the Puerto Rican qualifiers. It involves, I believe, Italy, Lithuania, and Puerto Rico. Jesus, that is not great. And then the USA, of course. So you would argue that the one that has four good fucking teams, really good teams, they might be the problem, and that'd be our group. But I'll talk about that again later. You can only beat who's in front of you, I'm just saying. Right, how does it look for our chances then? Not great, but do I still believe we can actually, you know, make the quarters, make the semis? All we have to do is get down to those the middle rounds. That's all that matters. And I'm going to say, yeah, I believe. It'll be like that weird kind of nerdy American, I believe that we will win. I believe that we will win. I believe that we will win. But they're all jumping around. It's like, all right, you dorks. Anyway, it does look imposing. I will admit that. But I think they'll be fine. In the meantime, though, go Bahamas, go Egypt. Just shocking the world in the Olympic qualifiers. Lakers injuries. We had a little bit of an update that Christian Wood, Jared Vanderbilt and Gabe Vincent could miss the rest of the season. Vanderbilt might still make it back, but it seems like that is not, you know, likely. So it's a bit of a rough one if you're a Lakers fan out there, but remember, the Lakers stink. Donny Mitchell out for at least a week with his busted nose. That sucks for the Cavs. But by the same token, they were very good yesterday in cleaning up Indy, so maybe not so much of a problem. And Brian Windhorst. Far be it from me to talk about another man's weight, but for him to talk about another man's weight just feels even weirder. Talking about how Zion has lost 25 pounds since the in-season tournament when everyone was shit-talking him for being a fat bastard. Now, that's good. Now Zion is absolutely out there running rampant on everybody and crushing dudes. Kind of love it. This should be the Brian Windhorst Zion Williamson challenge. Who can lose the most weight? Also, throw your mate Jim in there too. Because I tell you what, having busted my feet, just having a rough time of it, your mate Jim's stacking them on. Jeez, Jim, is that all the beers you drink as well? Maybe. Not going to blame it though. Right, let's do some game wraps. Five games today. Game wraps, game wraps, game wraps, game wraps. Charlotte got absolutely pantsed by Orlando 112-192. The Hornets have just given up the ghost completely. They are los horrible. Micic had, 19 points at the half. That was more than half their total. I think they were 32 points in the first half. This is just brutal. So 67-32, that is gross. Oh, but Steve Clifford, he's just instilling a sense of defense into this young team. Fire him. Don't care. Micic had 20 points in the entire game. Bridges went 16-4-5, shot 8 of 15, but 0 of 4 from downtown. And did nothing in the first half as they were getting slaughtered. 21-7 for Brandon Spindles-Miller. 4 of 9 from deep, but yeah, the Hornets stink. What are we doing? Magic, ice cold! Anthony off the bench. He had 21-6-3. 13 for Paolo Banchero. And Franz Wagner, hello, had 11. But importantly for the Magic men, they only played 26 and 24 minutes. So that's actually good. You know, kick the shit out of a team. Rest your dudes. Let the bench keep kicking the crap out of them. That's a recipe for all success. And Suggs, the next bloke to be, you know, do a jersey swap with Grady Dick. Can you put that one together there, Gerald? Jalen Suggs, Grady Dick. It's Suggs Dick, I'm just saying. Anyway, there you go. He had 16-6. He was awesome. 41-28 now for the Magic Men. Charlotte is 17-52 in an absolute basket case. Houston absolutely beat the crap out of Washington. I feel like I went back and forth on the pick for this yesterday, but we nailed it in the end by going Houston -8.5. 137-114. No Kyle Kuzma in this either, so pretty handy. Obviously, yeah, we nailed the Orlando pick too, so we've gone 2-2 at this point. This is close early, then the Rockets just smashed him in the third quarter. Jalen Green is unreal. I'm going to talk about this a little bit more in depth later, but God, he was good. He, Jabari Smith, awesome. But obviously, the big story from this game is Rock'em, Sock'em, Jock'em, Block'em, Landau, the Rooster. 7 blocks. 7! It's like he just stole Victor Wembanyama's like powers the other day when they played. You love to see it. He was unreal, but really, this was just a smashing in the second half. Jordan Poole had 13 points, but it came on 5 of 18 shooting. What happened to that bloke? Draymond punched the fucking basketball like actual talent out of him. It's crazy. You get punched in the face one time, Jordan Poole, and suddenly you can't play basketball anymore. Do you reckon they should check his, like, sight? Remember, like, Jameis Winston in the NFL? It's like, fuck, I reckon I need LASIK. And they're like, dude, have you been playing without being able to see fucking receivers the entire time? What are you doing? He's like, shit, I can see now. Turns out he's still bad, but anyway. 16 for Corey Kispert. But with Bilal Coulibaly out now, it's kind of like, what are you doing for the Wiz? No Kuzma. Champagne and Bernard are both at 16. Whatever. 42-10-3 was the big story for me for Jalen Green as well. Again, you might have heard me bemoaning this before, but just say, you know, your favorite ginger spouting NBA nonsense bloke who might have drafted him on your fantasy team was sitting there waiting for this Jalen Green like explosion all fucking season, and then Jalen Green waits until the goddamn playoffs are over after I've missed the playoffs. Thanks a lot, dickhead. You're breaking my heart. Anyway, 25 and 10 for Amen Thompson, throwing up some prayers, but God, he's good. Jabari Smith had 18 and 14 as well on the Rooster. 10 points, 7 blocks. That's awesome. Houston, 33 and 35 out of nowhere, pushing for the play-in. We'll talk about that in a second as well. Washington now 11 and 58, absolute basket case. New Orleans smashed Brooklyn because the Nets are shit. Jim, is that all your analysis? Yes, because they're horrible. They let the Pelicans score like at will in that second quarter and the game was over. It was an ass kicking. The Nets couldn't hit the side of a fucking barn. They shot 37%. Cam Thomas is out there launching like anytime he touches the ball, he's like, shooting, shooting. Like when you hear the, you know, on the basketball courts out there in the main streets, it's like, yep, shooter, shooter, shooter. Basically, when Cam Thomas gets the ball, everyone's like, eh, what's he going to do? Pass it? Don't know. Don't think so. Key on and everybody else, off you go. Mikal Bridges, again, the most disappointing player in the NBA this season. 15 points, shot 4 of 11. 9 of those were from 3, and all his makes were from 3. That's not showing me a very well-rounded game, man, Mikal. Cam Thomas, CT, a.k.a. CTE, because he's just got a brain injury when it comes to passing the ball. 8 of 19 shooting for 25 points. The Pels, the big rig himself, Zion Williamson, 28-7-4. He is back. I love it. 16 for CJ McCollum, 11-4-6 for Spindles Ingram. Pelicans just beat the shit out of him. The Nets at home. This team has zero heart, zero fan base. They're shit. Dallas hung on. They tried their absolute hardest to Mavs this one up, the Mavs. They beat the San Antonio Banderas Spurs 113-107. Wemby and Luka both had Barry Crocker shot because couldn't hit a fucking shot. But the Mavs, they've still got a secret weapon. His name, Kangaroo Kobe. Dante Exum. What a legend. Hit two massive threes down the stretch after the Spurs took the lead twice in the last few minutes, to the point where Dante basically saved their skin two different times, hit some free throws down the stretch as well. Absolute just back-breaking threes that he hit. It was beautiful to watch. God, I love him. The Tarnit Terror, good on him. But seriously, Mavs, what are you doing? Like, they came, the Spurs came flying back. The Mavs went, you know what we'll do? This is too easy. We'll just not score for the next 4 minutes just to make this a bit harder on ourselves. And you're like, ah, geez. You'd hate to have bet on the Mavericks, says Jimmy, walking into traffic. Not great, but either way, look, the Dante threes save their skin. It's a big win in the end. They win by 6, happy days. The sealer that he hit to put them back up 6 with 40 seconds left was absolutely mwah, kissing fingers emoji. So Wemby well held by the spindly twin towers of the Mavericks in Derek Lively and Dan Gafford. Shot 3 of 13. He had 12 points, 11 rebounds, and 6 blocks. Jesus. He just wants to be like his hero, Jock Landau. 22 and 9 for Trey Jones, 19 for Devin Vassell, 13, 10 and 6 for Jeremy Sochan. Not bloody bad there. Kyrie had 28, 7 and 3. He was actually the one who, like, next to Dante, saved their skin down the stretch. He was fantastic. Just hit shot after shot after shot that kept him afloat, setting the scene for Dante to win it for them. Luke with 18, 10 and 16 assists. Not bloody bad. Horrible shooting game, though. Talk about dudes who couldn't hit a shot today. That was Luka. And, I mean, it wasn't pretty, but it was effective. He shot, in total, 6 of 27. 6 of 27. Now, I'm no math magician. Gerald, I'm not. You might not know this. I'm actually not a math magician. But 6 of 27 is pretty bloody bad. Anyway, Dante with 16 points. Gafford was 13 and 8. Lively with 12 and 5. Is this the best way to combat, like, Wemby? Possibly. Just going, right, here's two spindly tall buggers who are going to score on you every time they touch the ball. Now what can you do, buddy? And he's like, oh, I don't know, but I will try to play some defense, eh? 16 for Dante, 4 of 4 from downtown. He was absolutely awesome. You love to see it. Dallas, I believe that moves them to 40 and 29. And in terms of the standings, it's a really important win. Like, especially when they looked like they were bottling it. You're like, Jesus, Dallas, you can't cough this one up, mate. And they went, ah, fuck you, Jim, I reckon we can. And then I'm like, come on, don't do it. They're like, all right, we'll win. So they've snuck back ahead of the Suns. They're in seventh. Basically, in terms of games back of the one spot, they are tied with the Kings at 8, but the Kings have played 2 less games than them. So They're one game back of them in the loss column. And then they played the Spurs, who were shit. 15-54. Finally, Denver, Minnesota. That was a really fun game. It came all the way down to the wire after it looked like Denver had this one. 115-112 it ends up being. We actually picked Minnesota plus 5.5 yesterday. So if you're paying attention, we've gone 4 of 5 today. Dallas is the one that completely screwed your mate, Jim. God damn it. Anyway, Joker, Michael Porter Jr. hit big shots down the stretch, but the Wolves were just hitting every three. They're like, how many points do we need to tie this up to force overtime? 9. All right, we'll hit a 3. Now it's 6. Okay, we'll hit a 3. How many is it left? 3. All right, we'll tie it up. And then Ant-Man had a big, big, big chance to actually send this to overtime. At the buzzer, sends it short. Not a giant surprise considering that the dude literally killed a guy yesterday, did everything today, and it was the end of the game on a back-to-back. So bit of a tough one, but you get that on the big job sometimes. You can't really fault them. The fact that they went so tough and played so tough against Denver, this is the biggest story to me, right? This is the idea that Denver do look a little sketchy at times. Nikola Jokic had 2 assists. He had 0 through the first 3 quarters, which is crazy. And this was Denver with their full strength starting lineup, basically not missing anyone out of that rotation, and the Wolves not having any of their big dudes. You know, no Gobert, no Cat. They're basically playing Luka Garza, who looks like, I don't know, like an Italian version of me. But stretched out a little bit more. Really hairy dude, Luka Garza. There you go. That's our Mark Bradke Memorial Hairy Sweaty Bloke of the Week. Luka Garza, he played 22 minutes today and nearly died. But this is a lot of slow-mo. It's a lot of three-guard looks for Minnesota out of nowhere. You got Conley, Nick Alexander Walker, and Ant-Man. And then you got slow-mo and Jaden McDaniels. So it's a really small lineup. And they fucking took it to Denver. You love to see that. Ant-Man ends up with the 30 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists, game shot, 13-25. Love that. Jaden McDaniels, 26, 6, and 2 blocks. God, he was good today. This fucking perimeter defense of that man is just chaos. 4-6 from downtown. Slow-mo at 12, 3, and 4. Conley, 13, 6, and 5. The key for them was that they only had 7 turnovers compared to 17 for the Nugs. Kept them in it. The Nugs, however, 35 points out of Joker. 16 rebounds, only the 2 assists, but still. Very clearly just like one of those ones is like, all right, Joker's going to do all this damage on the offensive end, but as long as he doesn't, you know, set everybody else up to do way more damage, then we're okay. Michael Porter Jr., 26 and 4, 14 and 11 for Aaron Air Gordon, and 18 points, 11 assists for Jamal Murray. It's still the question mark, I think, about Denver. About outside of your starters, what's going to happen? They had Juzzy Holiday hit a couple of threes, which is nice. Reggie Jackson played 17 minutes for his 2 points, but he was a plus 17. Not bad. It just feels like they're missing that one extra big dude, or at least the one extra sort of swing dude off the bench. It's like Peyton Watson, Christian Brown, Shaw. It's just a bit of a question mark. Either way, Denver 48-21, Minnesota 47-22. It is the 2 and 3 seeds in the West because I think OKC is still on top. Yep. Denver 1 loss back behind them. Crazy awesome game. Minnesota, Denver, it would be a fantastic, like if they both win through and these seedings hold 1, 2, 3, OKC, Denver, Minnesota, that would be a really cool semifinal matchup. Just saying. Right, let's do an NBA Australia Approved Performance of the Night.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
Jalen Green. That's right. The bloke who completely screwed Jimmy's fantasy season, but has been awesome basically since he had a kid. It's like the opposite. We talk about this a fair amount on NBA Australia. Make sure you've got your head on a fucking swivel. And if you're going to have a kid, don't have it during the NBA season. That goes for, I don't know, someone like me who has now done it twice like a moron and then, you know, has to sit there and go, God damn, I feel like a horrible, horrible partner watching old mate do all the work. And I'm like, I need to go talk about basketball now. So there's some poor squid. And you're like, peace out. But still, Jalen Green had a kid. And since then, he's like, yeah, man, I want to show my kid what's up. And I'm like, is this all the inspiration you ever needed to be able to dunk on a baby? Apparently that's where we're at. All right, good job, Jalen. But he was incredible today. 42 points on 12 of 21 shooting. He went 11 of 13 in the line, 7 of 13 from downtown, 10 rebounds, 3 assists, absolutely crushed it. And the weirdest part for like that stat line is that 40 and 10 with 5 made threes, there's only 2 other Houston Rockets who have ever done it. It's James Harden who did it 19 times. 18 times? 18 times. And Tracy, 19 times, yeah. And Tracy McGrady, and that's it. It's like, yep, in your face, Clyde Drexler. Never had 40 and 5 made threes. But Tracy McGrady once, Harden 19 times, and now Jalen Green. It's a weird stat, and I kind of love it. But he was easily awesome today. Like, yes, it was like Washington and the defense that they play. You could basically run like, I don't know, there's a half court near my place in a park, and you see a couple of like little dudes out there every so often. They're like, I don't know, probably at the uni, and they're just like running around. And I'm like, they're all tiny. God bless their cotton socks. Like, they're all like 32, but they're like this big, come up to my shoulder. They're out there pulling out these sick layups and stuff. It was basically like running roughshod over them today. It was pretty fun. So good job, Jalen Green. You can only beat who's in front of you, though, and he put up with a 42. Honorable mention, obviously, the Joker, the 35 and 16. Kyrie with the 28. Jock Landau with the 7 blocks. You love to see that. And Zion, though, 28, 7 and 4. Impactful. Very impactful. Right, what about Spud of the Night?
Spud, 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 it is Spud of the Night.
Spud of the Night. I'll tell you what, we had a few Spuds again today, though. Dorian Finney-Smith. Now, there is a man who Brooklyn could have traded for any number of draft picks at this point. They're like, nah, man, we're going to keep him because he's more valuable to us than anybody. No, you should have traded him. You've completely cooked this. Dorian Finney-Smith is a really good basketball player in a really shit situation on a team that doesn't know how to use him and doesn't have any good players with which he fits next to properly. What do you mean by that, Jim? Well, he used to be on the Mavericks next to Luka Doncic, who set him up for really good shit. Now he's on a team with Dennis fucking Schroeder, and that's about that. Like, we're done here. 0 of 6 he went today. 0 of 4 from downtown. It's completely submarined his value. And no doubt the Nets will probably offload him this offseason for like a fucking bag of chips, and they completely screwed the pooch once more. Great job there, Sean Marks and the Brains Trust out in Brooklyn. 1 of 7 for Dylan Brooks and Johnny Davis. Remember him, Wisconsin legend? Luca, as I mentioned, the 6 of 27. Again, no math magician, but that's pretty bloody bad. And Wemby, the 3 of 13. Pretty spuddy night, but my favorite one is that we got a return of the magical number. Thank you very much, Fred VanVleet of the Fight VanVleets, for shooting.
Chill. Right on my side as my ego becomes a funky child with some words on my tongue. Feel like in, take a breath, and my mouth gets loose. So while I stand on my spit, I dream of juice. Have you ever made out the dark hallway? This place, I just I made the day.
Woo! That's right, they shot 311. Thank you very much, Fred VanVleet. You absolute legend. A little bit of an extra spud. As mentioned, the Hornets had, 32 points at the half, and Micic had 19 of them, which is absolutely crazy. The rest of the team, so Micic at that point was 7 of 9 from the floor. The rest of the team was 5 of 26. That's just a collection of spuds. That's a paddock full of spuds out near Warren Heap with all that great red dirt out there for growing spuds. That's a true thing as well, Gerald, I'm just saying. Also, quick one, of all the players in the NBA averaging over 10 points a game, Scoot Henderson is by far the least efficient at the moment, 47% true shooting percentage. Brutal ahead of Rusty Westbrook, My Sweet Baby Caris LeVert, Jeremy Sohan, Jordan Jeremy Clarkson, Shaedon Sharpe, Jordan Poole, Josh Giddey, Jalen Green, Santi Aldama. Not ideal. But I like having those little updates every so often of the 10 points, 15 points a game. Who is being the least efficient? There you go. Scoot and Rusty. It's a pretty funny buddy cop movie, that one. It's Scoot. It's Rusty. It's Scoot. Scoot and Rusty. Rusty, Rusty, Rusty. Scoot, Scoot, Scoot. And away we go. All right, let's do an old mate, no mates.
Old mate, no mates.
Who's got no mates today? Well, it's still Austin Reeves and John Collins. That's a tall cocktail, isn't it? Because, well, to be honest, Austin Reeves, despite getting Jalen Johnson's Johnson to his face and having to gargle his pair of giant nuts, like, he's really lucky. Just, like, that sentence shouldn't work. But it does, because on the same day that that happened to Austin Reeves, Anthony Edwards had the sickest fucking dunk we've seen in basically a decade. Like DeAndre Jordan over fucking Brandon Knight kind of vibes, Blake Griffin sort of stuff. And as I mentioned yesterday, the Lister Blister, the Sean Kemp one back in the 90s. Like John Collins nearly died figuratively and literally because he caught one in the head from Anthony Edwards. And Ant-Man thrunked it in from 5 fucking 8 feet out and was basically punching God in the dick. Like he's just like, I don't fucking care. Bang. Ant-Man was like, the point that Anthony Edwards is like watching the video of this going, fuck me, that's a good dunk. You're like, yeah, I'll pay that. I would do the exact same thing. I'm like, shit, did you see me get up? Jim, can you jump over a phone book? No, I can't. I really can't. Not with these ankles.
Not anymore. Should have seen me in my pump.
Touch the backboard, Jim. Touch the backboard. But anyway, Austin Reeves, massively lucky, but they're both still old mate no mates because everybody's literally spent the last 24 hours dunking on them after they actually got dunked on. Pantsing of the night. This is just Charlotte as an organization. Like Orlando just going, yeah, it's cute. Fuck you. Like to be down 35 points at the half is just like without LaMelo Ball, like no one cares. But you've still got like a team of professional basketball players there. And this is Orlando, who are pretty good, but they're not like, you know, fucking Boston. So just an absolute all-round pantsing. Who is better than Lonzo Ball?
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you'll get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. We're coming for everybody.
Coming for everybody. Amen Thompson. Throw up some prayers. He was awesome. 25 points, 10 of 12 from the floor, 10 rebounds, 2 assists. But the cool part is, and I'm about to talk about this in Yeah Nahs, but the simple idea of Amen Thompson coming into this Houston lineup where they lose Şengün, they're playing the sort of the three-guard lineup, and it's opened everything up for him. It's been fantastic. He's been he's been awesome. And ironically, his brother, Thompson, has sort of, you know, dealt with his injury stuff. Amen sort of now stepped up. He was a plus 32 today. That is just ridiculous. So 10 of 12 from the floor, 5 of 7 the line, 10 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 block, 25 points. Today, Amen Thompson was better than Lonzo Ball. All right, let's do some Yeah Nahs right after this.
This is Cam Glidden.
This is Anthony Drimmick.
This is Mitch McCarron.
This is Jason Kadee.
This is Daryl McDonald.
Hey guys, this is Hugh Greenwood.
Yo, what's going on? This is Ellie.
This is Mark Worthington, or commonly known as Wurtho, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
You're listening to NBA Australia.
And you're listening to NBA Australia.
And you're listening to NBA Australia.
You're listening to NBA Australia.
And you're listening to NBA Australia.
And you're listening to NBA Australia.
You're listening to NBA Australia.
All right, let's do some Yeah Nahs. Brought to you by the NBA Australia Shop. Get your merch, NBAAustralia.com/shop. Click through on the socials. There's nice pretty pictures there. You can get a hoodie, get a t-shirt, get a stubby holder, get a coffee mug. I'll throw in a free sticker. You can see a sticker on the back of this laptop. What do you reckon? Pretty good. I'm not wearing the t-shirt today. I got the loser t-shirt on. I felt like a loser after not taping yesterday's fucking show. I'll tell you that much. Anyway, the Boomers. Do you like their chances in the middle? Yeah, nah. Yeah. I still do. I still think, like, Canada never sort of put it together. Spain, España, they're playing in France. Everybody there fucking hates them. Like, that'd be great. We could get some revenge for Rio. Off we go. And then, boom. The other team, if it's Slovenia who make it through, all the better. We've beaten Luka before for a medal. They beat us last time around as well. But best of three, let's fucking go. Blow it out your ass. You Slovenian fucking Poplar Savages motherfuckers. God damn, I hated that little weird balding bastard. Anyway, I feel like, and this is the unpopular opinion of the day as well. Look at me. I'm fine with whatever group you get into in the Olympics, right? Like, the USA's group is, it feels very, 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 very easy compared to ours. But you can only beat whoever's in front of you, right? Like, it's simple as that sometimes. And if Gorge has the right mix, the right setup, and our defense is on point, yeah, we've got a fucking puncher's chance, no worries. So I don't feel as wildly confident as I probably would have if we had, I don't know, say South Sudan in our fucking group like the USA do. But at the same time, the USA's still got to beat Serbia. And then
probably Italy.
God damn it, it's too easy. Jerks. Anyway, Boomers, though, potentially playing Spain, Canada, maybe Latvia, maybe Greece. It is just, it's tough. But, you know, life's not fucking easy, is it? Right, speaking of which, oh, fucking hell, the squid. Jesus Christ, that little bloke. Poor little guy's had a sore throat. He's got laryngitis. Can you believe that, Gerald? It's like he's old man. I used to lose my voice once a year. If you've been listening to NBA Australia since the start of, like, since what, 2017, I think we kicked this off. I lost my voice once a year, every year, like no problems. And it'd just be like, I'd try to sort of march on through and it was just like, nah, mate, you're cooked. Sit the fuck down, Jim. And I'd be like, all right. And the poor little bugger, he's just like, he's like 18 months old. He's trying to say, dad, dad, dad. And he's like, voice is breaking up. You're like, this is breaking my fucking heart. But geez, it makes you a bit quieter. I'm just saying, it's pretty good. Anyway, poor little bugger. Still at daycare today though, because he's not sick. He's just lost his voice. Anyway, what else? Hey, do the Rockets make the play-in? Yeah, nah. I'm going to still say nah. They've won 6 games on the trot. They are 3 losses behind both the Lakers and the Warriors in the standings now for the 9-10 spots. The problem is they still have to play OKC, Minnesota, the Clippers, the Magic, the Mavs, and Miami outside of the 3 games against Utah, which are always a bit squirrely, 2 games against Portland, again, another sort of squirrely team, and 1 versus Chicago. I just don't know if they'll make it. So I think that's the 11th toughest remaining schedule. So I can't quite see them, but this is what I've been talking about for ages. Just, they've got to figure out this fucking rotation in Houston, and that's kind of what they've done, because the second year nah, well, third year nah, is this more proof that Şengün completely fucks up Jalen Green's game? Yeah, nah. Kinda. He does, doesn't he? It's a bit weird. Oh, but Jim, Şengün's numbers are through the roof. Yeah. Maybe he's just like a Turkish delight. Absolutely nothing burger. Like, you bite a Turkish delight, go, this is tasty, and then you're like, well, now I feel randomly weird and empty because there was nothing to it. That's maybe what Şengün's numbers are. He's Jokic from Wish. He's going to fall apart every time you look at him, right? And Jalen Green and Jabari Smith have gone fucking bang since Şengün has sat. And I'll talk about this in a second, but yeah, it's not great. And then finally, yeah, nah, LeBron and JJ Redick have started up a podcast, and I'm like, yeah, cool. That's great, dickheads. Like, yeah, whatever. A couple of actual NBA players. Do a fucking daily show, then come at me. Come on. Settle the fuck down. Oh, we've got a weekly podcast. How fucking hard is that? Not at all. You fucking wannabes. Anyway, LeBron James, he said, I believe in 08 or 09 or whenever that light-skinned fucker came into the league in Golden State, he changed the narrative. He single-handedly changed the no lead is safe. Steph and Allen Iverson, the 2 biggest influential guys in our game since I've been watching and covering it. A, that's fucking funny, LeBron. If your show is like this all the time, I'm kind of on board. It's a little bit better than the fucking, hey man, let's all just rap and just hang out in the barbershop fucking thing that he does, which just sucks. But really, is he right? Yeah, nah. I think he, well, it's basically Iverson, Kobe, Steph in terms of influence. Because LeBron, as good as he is, and he's going to be, what, the 2nd best player of all time, it's weird because it's hard to emulate LeBron. It's like Gerald can't just suddenly be, I'm going to be like LeBron. What, 6'9 and 260 fucking pounds? Good luck, Gerald. Jesus. Even like, you know, Steph, AI, you look at AI, you go, handles for days. Love it. He's fucking 5 foot nothing. Steph, he's 6'3". Every kid in the world now, like, I'm just going to fucking jack threes because I'm going to be like Steph. It's awesome. And then my thing with Kobe is that he was that influential because he just brought that, you know, as much as I decry it, the Mamba mentality. Yeah, we get it. You were a dickhead to everybody. Oh, it's a Mamba mentality. No, you're just a prick. We get it, buddy, but just fucking settle down. But at the same time, that's wildly influential, right? Like playing for the Lakers, being a one-team player for that entire time, winning 5 titles. I feel like in terms of the influence, yeah, they're the 3 best. If LeBron wins 1 more title, like you can start going, yeah, his longevity, the winningness across all time, the fucking numbers he put up. But again, in terms of influence, what has he really had? It's interesting. The unpopular opinion of the day, as mentioned, was the I'm fine with whichever group you get in the Olympics. It's a really shorter tournament versus the World Cup. You just got to beat who's there, right? No time to fuck around. I'm just saying, Gorge, if you need me to come along and get the boys revved up, I'm available. Actually, I'm not. I'm meant to be in Noosa that week. What am I going to do? I'm going to have to live stream from fucking Noosa. I'll be sitting in the pool. It's going, all right, dickheads, let's drink some tins and watch the boomers. Actually, that sounds pretty good. Let's do that. And then finally, let's do a bit of Outback Takeout. Oh, that's the whip around. That was a good one. We've got the whip around sound. I didn't even realize that, Gerald. What are we doing? All right. It's Wednesday at Outback. You know what that means? It's fucking hump day. What does that mean, Jim? Well, only today at Outback can you get real life fried camel's hump. That's right. Most of that fucking shit's water. The rest of it's just dry, leathery skin. But we'll fucking roast it all up and away you go. Only at Outback. It's hump day. And today's flame grill take is, the Rockets should fucking very clearly trade Elper and Şengün, the Turkish freak. That's right, I'm sick of his empty Turkish stats. Did you know that the Rockets are 65 and 145 with him, and now 10 and 12 without him? Now, I'm no math magician, but 10 and 12 is a lot better than 65 and 145. Just saying, get Jock Landale in the starting lineup, play fucking Hammer and Tongs, Jalen Green, Jabari Smith Jr., you don't need Şengün. What have you won with him? Nothing. What are you winning without him? A couple more games right now. Piss him off and away you go. Only at Outback. To be honest, I love Şengün is fantastic. He's a fun player, but it is weird that they're now ripping wins off without him. Jock Landau's playing his ass off. Ime Udoka's finally gotten his head out his ass and is actually playing the Rooster. You love to see that. Amen Thompson does what no one else on that fucking Houston team does, and that's play defense. So, just saying, not bad. Right, the Australian Player Watch for today. Awesome day. We only had the Rooster and Dante in action, and they both fucking crushed it. 10 points, 3 rebounds, 7 blocks for the Rooster. Rock'em, sock'em, block'em, Jock'em Landau. Yes, it came against Washington. And yeah, Washington don't really have any centers, really. It was like Rashawn Holmes. You're like, oh yeah, I remember Rashawn Holmes. He's on the Wizards? Okay. But he shot 4 of 7 from the floor, 2 of 2 at the line. He had the 10 points, 3 rebounds, 7 blocks, plus 16. That is unreal. And then Dante Sexum up Exum, aka Kangaroo Kobe, goes bang, 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 16 points, 5 of 8 from the floor, 4 of 4 from downtown. 4 to the floor, ba, 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 da, ba. 1 rebound, 2 assists and 2 turnovers, 2 massive threes down the stretch. He was bloody good. Dante Sexum up Exum. You love to see it. All right, what about an Andrew Gaze Grand Mumba Award for outstanding achievement in the field of excellence? It's the first Andrew Gaze Grand Mumba Know that we've got the old-timey music there. There we go. Jim, are you figuring out the board? Nah, a little bit. Jock Landale today had the most blocks for the Houston Rockets since Dwight Howard. It's pretty good in one game. 7. Not bad. But Anthony Edwards. So after, what, he killed a dude yesterday. It's pretty good. John Collins, rest in peace. But his last 4 games. So if you cast your mind back about a week ago, 2 weeks ago, I said, right, the only way the Wolves are actually going to have any fucking chances is Anthony Edwards just goes, right, fuck you boys, get him a back. We're going to the playoffs as a top 3 seed. That's what he's done. Last 4 games, 32, 7 and 8, 31, 10 and 5, 37, 8 and 4, 38 and 8 today. That is fucking good. That is superstar shit. I'm fucking loving it. And it's also Andrew Gaze Grand Mumba Award for outstanding achievement in the field of excellence territories. So that's why he just won the award. I also mentioned the Mark Brackey Memorial Sweaty Hairy Bloke of the Week. Good to see Jock getting in amongst it as well today. That was pretty good. Who was the other one I was saying? It was somebody. I can't remember now. Whatever. It was probably, it was Luka Garza. That's right, for the Wolves. That was fun. All right, Patty Mills Game Day, Baller Game Day Twitter check-in. If we go back to some other music. Don't have the Patty Mills music either. But Patty, as I said yesterday, the dude is just so fucking happy to be anywhere that isn't Atlanta that he's like just right back all over the socials. But today, Jock Landale, he's reposted the Rockets picture of him wearing the Houston Rockets basketball top and a basketball. He's also reposted the FIBA Olympic draw results. No commentary there. He's just posted it. Interesting. There's him wearing a beanie. It's a good beanie. Good shoes too. Nice jacket. And then him blocking the absolute bejesus out of a couple of Wizards. There is nothing better than posting your own highlights. I fucking love that. That is so good. He's like, yeah, check it. Remember when I did this? Remember when I did that? Yeah, fucking look at that. That's a good fucking block, that one. That's awesome. And then Dante has done the exact same thing. Dante did the exact same thing when he goes out to his work and nailing threes, bang, and just saying he's working fire. Love that. All right, let's do some previews.
Game previews, game previews.
Thanks inadvertent, Bane.
Not a problem, Jim. How was the Sport NXT conference this morning?
Not bad. I actually popped down to it. Saw a couple of basketball folks down there. Your old mate, Larry Kay, in charge of the NBL. A couple of his offsiders as well. Watched Andrew Gillen, as we call him at AFL today, give his sort of, you know, happily softball questions from Eddie McGuire, fucking thwack into the bleachers. It was not bad. I like the ball tracking technology stuff though. Be interesting to see if they can do that with some hoop stuff. Wouldn't mind knowing, you know, especially like when it comes to the backboard. And this is one, I've sort of been tossing this around, like ball tracking technology, how does it work for basketball? Think about backboards, rims, and goaltending, I guess, out of bounds calls, stuff like that. Could be kind of interesting. But anyway, let's do some picks. Because as I mentioned, we smashed 4 or 5 yesterday. Today, well, tomorrow, we've got, 4 or 5 today, and tomorrow we have these games. Indy, -9.5 for Detroit. We know the Detroit have played pretty tough against Miami. But this is a team, obviously, in Indy where they just go fucking either shit or great. And playing against a bad team like Detroit, they're going to swing much more towards the offensive side and smash them. So we'll take Indy -9.5. Miami go to Cleveland. Now, Cleveland got the jump on Indy yesterday. Miami snuck out 2 wins over Detroit over the weekend, ground them out. They're 2.5-point underdogs on the road in Cleveland. I actually like Miami just because Jimmy Butler probably comes back. They're tougher than Cleveland. They've got Bam to go up against, go the throw Jared Allen. They've got Patty Mills. That's all you need sometimes. Give me Miami +2.5 on the road. Milwaukee versus Boston. This is a banner clash. I very, very much enjoy the idea of Milwaukee +8.5 in Boston. Boston, one of the best covering teams in the NBA, despite some of these huge, huge lines. But the Bucks have sort of just been slowly putting stuff together. They've got Middleton. They'll probably have Giannis. Give me Dame, Giannis, and Middleton to cover the 8.5. Boston win it, but Milwaukee cover. I think this is going to be a really, really fun game in Boston. Sacramento go to Toronto. Never trust the Kings on the road, but the Raptors are tanking as tanky. They're basically just like, yeah, they're like a World War II Panzer division. They're just like, fuck it, brum, tank vibes. 9.5 for the Kings. I'm taking that. They just... a little bit too talented for the Raptors. OKC host Utah. 14.5-point line. I'm going to take Utah +14.5 because even though they're tanking, they've sort of played a couple of teams close. And I think OKC, look, they've had a couple of squirrely games of late where they just sort of win it by 8, 10. They sort of just go, right, we're putting it into fucking cruise control, boys. We're going to win this one no matter what. We're all good. I reckon we might see that again tomorrow. Memphis go to Golden State. This is a storied rivalry. The Grizzlies versus the Warriors. Unfortunately, this is the Memphis Hustle, aka the G League team featuring Triple J and Desmond Bane. The Warriors, however, they beat the Lakers the other day. Lakers were within spinning distance. AD got fucking boxed in the head. The Grizzlies play hard. Give me the Grizzlies +9.5. Fuck it. I like that. Just a tough team. And then you've got Philly +9.5 in Phoenix. I don't mind this too. The Suns, I can't trust them. They might win it. They might win it big. But the Sixers, look, they've still got Tyrese Maxey. They might not have Tobias Harris, but that might be a good thing. So give me Philly +9.5 on the road in Phoenix. And then Portland host the Clippers. Clippers all out of sorts at the moment. They should smack Portland around a little bit. The 11.5 is a little bit squirrely though. The Blazers, I mean, we saw them play couple of teams pretty tight. Let's have a look and see these two teams' respective records against the spread over the last little while, because the Clippers have just been a bit wonky. And if you're going to be a little bit wonky, just try to take advantage of it a little bit. So the Blazers covered their last game against the Bulls. They were 8.5-point underdogs. They lost by 3. They got smacked around by the Pelicans. They actually pushed against the Knicks. They covered the line against the Hawks. And yeah, the Clippers have only covered one of their last 5. Fuck it. Let's go Portland. +11.5 at home. Show some pride, Portland. Show some pride. But that's it. Done. That's it for today. You love to see it sometimes. You do. You really do. But that's it for today. We'll be back on deck tomorrow, as per usual. In the meantime, you can check out AFL Today. We cut that one today. That was pretty fun. It's now up. That's the Midweek Madness AFL Today show for you. Go subscribe to that on YouTube. Subscribe to this one on YouTube as well. And make sure you're following NBA Australia on Twitter, Face EIG. All the good stuff. We're all over the socials, you know that. But get around all our shows. What is it? AFL Today Show, Cricket Today Podcast, Football Today Podcast, NFL Australia, myself and Gaz, all the good stuff. So chuck a rating review across all of those. Oh, even the official AFL Supercoach Podcast. You can hear me host that. That's fun. Hanging out with Dan and Al this week. But rate and review all of those on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, whatever app you use on the Android phone. Does help out, so do it. NBAAustralia.com/shop. Get your merch. You can look as cool as your mate Jim. There you go. You can also help me just fucking clear out that room a little bit. That'd be good. Big thanks always go to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. They rule, and so do House Hats, Joshua Delarandis, Fascinated Goldmines, Ramshackle Army, Iowa, Sexual Yang, Green, and Dozers for the tunes you hear throughout the show. Smash them all on Bandcamp, Triple Down Earth, Face, Apple Music, Spotify, whatever you use to stream your music. Remember, NBA Australia supports Australian bands, so should you. And that's it. No skin in the end of today's show because we're in the office and it's always weird. Also, got to get the fuck out of here so they can do the football show. Righto, that's it. We'll catch you tomorrow, you dickheads. This is NBA Australia saying, look after yourselves, would ya? And later, Hosanna!